In the previous chapter, the Chafetz Chaim discussed the great schus of being Isaac and Gemilas Chasadim, doing kindness your business. Now he's going to discuss how bad it is when someone distances himself from Chesed, actively refuses to do Chesed. The Gemara says in Ksubis, someone who closes his eyes from tzedakah, meaning he chooses to ignore the needs of people, he turns away and doesn't pay attention, is compared to serving of a desire, idols, Rahman al-Islam. How do we know this? Because the Torah says, regarding lending a poor person money, Hisham elecha pen yedavar im levavcha bilial. Watch yourself, lest you have a thought in your heart of worthlessness or wickedness. This refers, the context is talking about the year of Shemitah is coming, and the halacha is that after Shemitah, all debts are forgiven, you can't collect. So understandably, a person would most likely not want to lend money to a poor person before Shemitah. That's a very bad investment, and yet the Torah says that that's Belial, that's wicked, that's worthless, because you're turning away and ignoring a person in desperate need. The Gemara also warns against refusing to help a poor person because doing so can turn the tables to cause a person to lose his wealth and possessions and take the place of the poor man, while the poor man will take his position as wealthy. The Gemara says, if a poor person comes and asks, please support me, which either means give me money, lend me money, help me establish myself, give me a job, any of those. If you support him, it's good. But if not, the Pasuk says, Ashir v'rosh nifgashu. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Isa kulam Hashem. A wealthy man and a poor man meet. Hashem creates them all. Meaning, Hashem who made the wealthy man wealthy can make him poor. And Hashem who made the poor person poor can make him wealthy. The Medrash says there's no person that Hashem doesn't test. Rich people are tested if their hands are open and giving to the poor. Poor are tested if they can withstand the suffering of being poor without getting angry at Hashem. If the wealthy person can withstand the test, the Medrash says, he will be zeicha, he'll merit to enjoy his possessions in this world, and the keren, the main portion of his reward, is preserved for the world to come. If the poor person withstands his test and doesn't rebel against Hashem, he'll receive a double reward in the world to come. But a wealthy person who's stingy and rejects Gabe Tzedakah, then him and his money will disappear. The Medrash says this is a galgal hachoizer ba'olam, it's a wheel that revolves in the world. Someone who is rich today is poor tomorrow. And someone who is poor today can be rich tomorrow. Likewise, Rav Yochanan says, someone who holds himself back from doing chesed, doing kindness, is only making himself lose. As it says, v'choseich miyosher ach lamachsar. V'choseich miyosher, someone who holds himself back from righteous acts, correct approach, correct deeds, ach lamachsar, is just causing himself to lose.